So we're doing the halachot of protection in the house. So our class is dedicated to Reuven ben Nisim Shmuel. Because Hashem ben Nisim Shmariyahu. Hashem should bless him and watch over him and bring him back to us in one piece. So if a person has a ma'ake, he builds a railing, and the railing falls, age or wind. So he has to put it back as soon as he can, because every moment that you leave your rooftop without a railing, technically one is in transgression of these commandments. A person who can should take time every so often to check the railings, and then he's also in fulfillment of the mitzvah of ensuring that he doesn't leave a danger zone in his house. Now, if one has a home that is less than 4 footstep by 4 footsteps, so that's not considered a home in halacha, and therefore the biblical obligation of putting on a railing doesn't apply. It has to be a roof of a house that people live in. Let's say you have a rooftop of a warehouse, no one's living there, or a rooftop of a shul. So that's not your roof. That's not a roof of anyone that lives there. And let's say you have a storage house. Those rooftops technically don't have to have a railing. Part of the idea here is if you don't live there, so you're not going to be on that rooftop. So we're not worried you're going to fall off of it. If it's a place where you're going to go anyway, so you got to watch your life. Don't go over there. Now, a person has to be intelligent in this. If he knows that people might go up there, let him put up a railing. We once rented a top floor apartment, and we asked the other tenants if we can make our sukkah on the roof. So the other tenant said, no, there's no railing there. We don't want you falling off the roof. Now, technically, no one ever went up on the roof. We would only go up for 7 days. They said, if there's no railing, we don't want to risk it. The whole building, everyone protested. They said, don't build your sukkah up there. Yes?
The shul part that changes if there's somebody living there, the janitor lives in a back room, or there's a bed for weekend guests just in case, or stuff like that.
The question is, how do they go up to the roof? But you're right, so that goes into the laws of mezuzah. We learn the laws of makeh from the laws of mezuzah, and technically it might have the same rule, right? When we make a makeh, when a person puts up a railing, so he makes a blessing. Asher kedeshanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asot makeh. Hashem gave us this mitzvah to put up a railing on our roofs. If you make a railing for someone else, so you make the blessing al asiyat makeh, over the making of a railing. It's not your own railing. One should preferably do a railing on his own and not through someone else, because it's a fulfillment of a mitzvah. And like every mitzvah, we do it better on our own than someone else, provided that you could build a good railing. The railing has to be that if a person leans on it, he won't fall off. The height is about this height. I don't have the measurements before me. I wasn't prepared to go on into all of this. Anything that could be a danger to life, so there is a mitzvah to remove it and protect oneself from it. The Torah says, "Yishamar lecha ushmo nafshecha meod." Watch yourself so that you don't come into any danger. And one who does not is in transgression of this. If a person has things that could cause harm, let's say you have broken glass in the house, so you should clean it up. You don't leave things that can harm. This is especially true about toxic liquids. You have all kinds of cleaning material, right? You have ammonia, bleach. You have all kinds of floor cleaning. I can tell you that every day there are kids that think that the glue is milk, and they pour themselves a cup and they drink it. And it's not only glue; it's other things too. Some of the stuff smells good, and sometimes tastes good, and sometimes. Poison control is there 24 hours a day, and they're getting phone calls 24 hours a day. So we have to be careful. I guess we'll pick up here next time.